In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wish you all a blessed Feast of Theophany, which we continue to celebrate. In fact, for next Sunday, we will have the leaf taking, the final day of the Feast of Theophany, which we began celebrating, of course, yesterday on January 6th. During this feast, we commemorate the baptism of Christ in the Jordan. And we recognize, of course, that Christ, unlike us, did not need to be baptized for the remission of his sins, but rather that through his baptism, Christ cleansed the waters for us to be baptized in them. But beyond that, we see this connection between the Feast of Theophany, which means the appearance of God, and the Feast of Christmas that we celebrated right before. And in fact, the Feast of Theophany is a more ancient feast than the Feast of Christmas. It was only later that the church separated the two into two separate feasts rather than including them in one feast. Because ultimately both Christmas, the incarnation, God becoming man, and Theophany is about God entering into the created world and sanctifying it for us. That's why we as Orthodox Christians use the things of this world for the things of God, for the kingdom of God. We use the water for baptism. We use the bread and the wine that become the body and blood of Christ, because God himself has come into this world and has sanctified all of creation. On this day, January 7th, the day after Theophany, we always commemorate St. John the Baptist. That's very common in our feast cycles, that when we have a major feast of Christ or the Mother of God, the day after we celebrate someone who is significant in that feast, and in this case, it was St. John the Baptist, the one who actually baptized Christ. And it seems that we often don't really think that much about St. John the Baptist, even though he's on all of our iconostases. He's always next to Christ on the iconostas. But it's very rare that we hear much about him and his teaching, in part because there wasn't much about his teaching that survives in the Holy Scriptures, because of course the New Testament focuses on Christ. But I want to highlight the teaching of St. John the Baptist as we heard during the royal hours of Theophany. We heard it during the ninth royal hour of the Gospel according to St. Luke. This is taken from the third chapter. We read verses 1 through 18. I'm not going to read all of them, but this is where it comes from. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Preparing the way of the Lord is one of the primary functions of St. John the Baptist. That's why one of his titles, one of his names that we refer to him as, is the forerunner, the one who came before, the one who prepared the way of the Lord. And we'll hear in his teaching here how he did that. Then St. Luke continues, quoting here from Isaiah the prophet, every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And notice what Isaiah the prophet there is saying, that there is a leveling. The valleys would be filled, that the mountains and hills would be brought down low. That we are all, as human beings, on an equal plane. We stand or we fall before God based upon our case, based upon how we live our lives, not based upon our ethnicity. And then he, John, said therefore to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him, you brood of vipers, very welcoming, said John the Baptist, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits that befit repentance. Bear fruits. That's something that we'll hear about throughout the New Testament. And ultimately what that means, again, brothers and sisters, is that there is leveling of the field, and that ultimately our case before God is based upon how we live our lives. Do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. He's saying this to the Jews, because it was the Jews who were coming to him that knew about him. Do not say that we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you. So one of my favorite passages. God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Humble yourselves. St. John is telling the people that come to him. Because God can do whatever he wants. If he wants to raise up stones and make them his children, he can do it. If he wants to call the Gentiles, he will do it. And he did. As we hear in the story of Jonah, if he wants to call your enemy, he will. He'll swallow you in a fish and spit you out on the land to preach, even if you don't want to, as Jonah didn't want to do. So humble yourselves. The same message to us today, brothers and sisters. Humble ourselves. We cannot just say that we're Orthodox Christians or that we're Christians or we're members of the church, because God can make anyone he wants a member of his church. Even now, St. John says, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. In other words, we have to produce something with the grace that God has given to us. And the multitudes ask him, and of course this is important, what then shall we do? And notice that John doesn't correct them. He doesn't say, no, you shouldn't do anything. It's what you believe. It's not what he says. He tells them what they should do, how they should live. And we see in this how he is, again, the forerunner, as he's teaching what Christ will later teach more fully and even more strictly. So John answers them, he who has two coats, let him share with him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise. St. Basil the Great, we commemorated on January 1st, and we remember again on January 30th with the other three great hierarchs, tells us that if you're wearing a coat and you have one cloak in your closet, you're stealing from the poor. You're stealing from the poor. Tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, collect no more than is appointed of you. Again, very similar to Jesus, who doesn't abolish the idea that we have to pay taxes. He says, pay to Caesar what is Caesar, and unto God's what is God's. And St. John, as these tax collectors were known for taking a little bit more off the top to pay themselves, says, just take what is yours. Just do your job. And the soldiers also asked him, and we, what shall we do? And he, John, said to them, rob no one by violence or by false accusation. In other words, again, just do your job and don't use your power beyond what is needed. And be content with your wages. So brothers and sisters, we see today as we celebrate the feast of St. John the Baptist, in light of the feast of Christ's baptism, we see how John is the forerunner. How he teaches us that we enter not the kingdom of God by our ethnicity, by being a member of some sort of a club. We enter the kingdom of God by doing God's will, plain and simple. And God's will is that we would be content with what he has given us. And then if we have excess, that we then share with those who are in need. We ask that St. John the Baptist would intercede in our behalf that we might do the will of God. We ask
him to pray for us, and we give all glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Bless the faithful, pray for the catechumens, that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
And he will teach them the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
And he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
And will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Lord, have mercy.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Bow your heads unto the Lord, ye catechumens.
To thee, O Lord.
That with us they may glorify thine all honorable and majestic name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom, that guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Pleasures of the flesh is worthy to approach.